USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia masses troops on the Ukrainian border, a video conference call between Presidents Biden and Putin started a dialogue. President Biden from Russia state media.
Good to see you again. Last time we didn't get to see one another at the G20. I hope next time we meet, we do it in person.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Gas is not currently flowing through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which means that it's not operating. It is leverage for the West, because if Vladimir Putin wants to see gas flow through that pipeline, he may not want to take the risk of invading Ukraine.
It should be noted the media was barred from the meeting and the White House is not releasing a transcript. Olaf Scholz was voted in as Germany's new chancellor on Wednesday, bringing an end to Angela Merkel's four terms at the helm of Europe's largest economy. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The House voted along party lines Tuesday evening on a bipartisan agreement that allows Congress to move closer to raising the nation's debt ceiling. Lawmakers are still facing a timeline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told them she estimates the United States would reach its debt ceiling next week. A man was arrested after setting fire to the Christmas tree outside Midtown News Corporation's building early Wednesday morning in New York City. The holiday display was set ablaze shortly after midnight, and the flames quickly spread up the tree in Fox Square. That's outside the 6th Avenue building that houses Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Post. A man was arrested, but it's unclear if he's still in custody. Closing arguments are scheduled for Wednesday morning in the case against former Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who is accused of staging a racist, anti-gay attack against himself in downtown Chicago to get publicity. 39-year-old Smollett is charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making what prosecutors say was false police reports. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republican Senator Mike Braun on Newsmax Tuesday says Russia and China have already changed the dynamic on how they deal with the United States after President Biden took office.
You know, I think if I look back to what might have happened when Trump was in charge, there was clearly a feeling that you could not get by with that kind of stuff, both from China and Russia, because there was the uncertainty of what the response might be. And I think when you kind of make apparent up front that you're saying, well, we're going to talk this through, I don't know that Putin respects it. I think that you should always use diplomacy. We don't want to get embroiled in any foreign escapades. I'm one that believes that a lot of that has to do with how you set the stage, though, way ahead of the game. And when your behavior is similar to what we've seen in terms of how we deal with Iran, how China and Russia, since the Biden administration has taken over, are doing things that are out of character with what it was before. I mean, you just do the logic. They're calculating differently, and I don't know if you can make a difference when you're engaging, when troops are already amassed, or when China's been out saying very clearly that don't step in too far when it comes to the Taiwan issue. They've already changed the dynamic, and a lot of that has to do with how you set the stage leading up to where you are.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.